Wessels, brother and sister, J.J. St. Helena, California, October 14, 1907. Mr. Wessels, Paradise Valley Sanitarium, National City, California. Dear brother and sister Wessels, be of good courage in the Lord. I am very glad that you have had the opportunity of this experience at Paradise Valley Sanitarium. When you have done the best you can under the circumstances, still continue to hold fast to the hand of Christ. Do not make any rash moves. The Lord would have you seek Him with the simplicity and trust of a little child. You have not stood the test, perhaps, as fully as you might have done, but the Lord is teaching you, my brother, the lesson of faith and trust in Him. The Word of God is to be your guide. You are learning this lesson. Whenever we are placed in trying circumstances, we should look to the divine Son of God. Sometimes severe trials will come, and disappointments, but if we accept them as coming from God, these experiences will prove our greatest blessings. The Savior invites us, "Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Matthew 11, verse 29, 30. All who accept the yoke of Christ identify themselves with Him. Through the ministration of the Holy Spirit, Christ reveals Himself to His people, uniting their hearts as one. He wills His righteousness to those who believe in Him, making them complete in Him. When we are buried with Christ in baptism, we signify by this act that we have died to the life of selfishness. We rise from the watery grave to walk in newness of life by faith in the power of Him who raised Christ from the dead. Our sins have been transferred to the One who was made sin for us. Christ's righteousness is made over to us, and we are made the righteousness of God in Him. It pleased the Lord to bruise Him. Isaiah 53, verse 10. By making His Son the sacrifice for sin, God condemned sin in the flesh. Romans 8, verse 3. He who knew no sin was made sin for us. The beloved Son of God became the sin-bearer, that man might become a partaker of the divine nature and escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. This is a great mystery. Who can explain it? Who can take it in? If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, and not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Colossians 3, verse 1-3. If this is your experience, then when Christ, who is your life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with Him in glory. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin, that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Let us have faith in God. Know ye not that as many as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? Therefore we are buried by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk with Him in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall also be in the likeness of His resurrection. Romans 6, verse 1-5. This whole chapter should be carefully studied by our people, that they may realize the responsibility that rests upon them to walk worthy of their high calling. Those who have had so great light and so many advantages should be intensely in earnest to obtain help and grace from Christ to enable them properly to represent the faith. I have had some conversation with Elder Hibbard today. He tells of his work in San Francisco. About 30 have embraced the truth as the result of his labors there. We feel very thankful to God for this. Oh, if our people would individually arouse to their responsibilities as light-bearers to the world, we would see wonderful results. Ye are the light of the world, Christ declares. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5, verse 14, 16.